Lesson 16, Home Gardening. This lesson should motivate us to improve our skills in growing family gardens. Introduction. President Kimball has said, "We encourage you to grow all the food that you feasibly can on your own property. Berry bushes, grapevines, fruit trees, plant them if your climate is right for their growth. Grow vegetables and eat them from your own yard. Even those residing in apartments or condominiums can generally grow a little food in pots and planters. Study the best methods of providing your own foods. Make your garden neat and attractive as well as productive. If there are children in your home, involve them in the process with assigned responsibilities." Family Preparedness, Ensign, May 1976, page 124. The Savior said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke chapter 6, verse 46. If we really believe the words of our Savior, we will obey His prophet's counsel. The Rewards of Home Gardening. There are many good reasons to have gardens. Family Unity. Families who work together in a home garden build family unity because they share a common purpose. President Kimball has said, "We hope you are making this gardening project a family affair, with everyone, even the little ones, assigned to something. There is so much to learn and harvest from your garden, far more than just a crop itself." Becoming the Pure in Heart, Ensign, May 1978, page 79. Appreciation of Work. A home garden helps children learn the value of work. After they have helped the family plant a garden and care for it, they will enjoy seeing the results. Self-sufficiency. Growing a garden helps us develop confidence as we become better prepared to take care of our own needs. We know that if problems come, we can meet them, for we have preserved fruit, grown a garden, and planted fruit trees and berry bushes. An added blessing is knowing that we can also help others in need. Instruction and pleasure. A garden reminds us of the beauties of this world which our Heavenly Father created for us. A garden can give us hours of instruction and pleasure as we witness the miracle of growth. President Spencer W. Kimball tells us that a garden will remind us all of the law of the harvest. We do reap what we sow. Even if the plot of soil you cultivate, plant, and harvest is a small one, it brings human nature closer to nature, as was the case in the beginning with our first parents. Listen to the prophets. Ensign, May 1978, pages 77 and 78. Health. The Lord loves us and wants us to be healthy. Growing our own fresh vegetables and fruits will help us to be healthy. Usually, the food we buy is not as fresh as food from our gardens. Reduced expenses. Home gardening usually reduces the cost of living. Eating fruits and vegetables from your own gardens enables us to save money we would have spent on food from others. Beginning with a plan. Before we actually plant our gardens, we must make some decisions. Where do we plant? Show Visual 16-A, a home garden can produce many kinds of food. Display Visual 16-B, gardens can be planted almost anywhere. And Visual Display 16-C, vegetables can be grown in pots if land is unavailable. A garden deserves the best location possible, for it will become a valuable piece of land. A sunny location, which receives at least 6 hours of sunlight each day, is best. If possible, the garden should be near the house. If not, it should be near enough that it is easy to get to. It should not be so steep that the water will wash away the soil and seeds. If the garden must be on a steep slope, the furrows should run across the slope, not up and down. Pages 140 through 142 contain displays 16-A, 16-B, and 16-C. Page 143. Soil is also important. If it is too sandy, it cannot hold water. If it is too full of clay, the water puddles on top and penetrates slowly. Either problem can be solved by adding the opposite kind of soil and compost. If there is not enough rainfall in the area, water for irrigation will be needed. Those who live in apartments face special problems because of space limitations. These members can garden in pots and planters or borrow or rent land. This is what two families in Germany did in order to have a garden. Writing of their experience to President Spencer W. Kimball, they said, "We are two families in the Frankfurt Mission, and we are writing to tell you about our garden. It was not very easy to find a piece of land in a large city like Frankfurt. It is a tiny garden, and when we rented it, it looked like a wilderness with a broken fence, a broken cottage, wild grass all over. It did not discourage us. First, we made a new fence, repaired the cottage, and dug the whole garden. In the springtime, we planted vegetables, and the neighbors told us that they would not grow. There is a little stream where we can go on our bikes, carrying cans with us, and this way we carry our water. We prayed to the Lord that He would bless our garden. The Lord did answer our prayers. Every kind of vegetable came. It was so wonderful to see the plants grow." As quoted by Spencer W. Kimball, Ensign, November 1976, page 5. What do we plant? A second decision we will have to make is what to plant. Some garden plots have plenty of space, others have only a little. If space is limited, we must choose crops which grow upward, such as berry vines, pole beans, or tomatoes on stakes. Space can also be conserved by planting seeds which bear heavily, such as squash and tomatoes, rather than planting seeds which produce only one fruit or root apiece, such as radishes. Although we may need to preserve space, we should choose foods which will give our families the nutrients they need. We should also plant only those foods which they like and will eat. Legumes such as lentils, soybeans, peas, and nuts help rebuild body tissues. Fruits and leafy vegetables protect us from disease. Root vegetables provide energy. Grains also provide energy if we have enough space to grow them. Of course, in making our selections, we should only choose foods that grow well in our climate and soil. Show a chart or write on the chalkboard a list of the specific fruits, vegetables, legumes, roots, and grains that grow in your area. Which of our crops produce the most food in the least amount of space? It is a good idea to draw a map of our gardens each year as we are planting our crops. The same plants should not be grown in the same spot year after year. If crops are not alternated, they will become more and more inferior. Show Visual 16-D a sample garden layout. When do we plant? Another decision we must make is when to plant. Different foods grow best under different conditions. Some crops grow better in a dry season, while others prefer a wet season. Some crops grow best in cooler weather, such as beets, cabbage, carrots, lettuce, onions, peas, and spinach. Others grow best in warmer weather, such as beans, corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes. We must know which foods we can plant and when to plant them. Show a chart of the planting times for specific crops in your area. Preparing the garden site. 4 to 6 weeks before planting time, the garden site should be cleared of weeds, stumps, stones, trash, and twigs. The soil should be loosened with a shovel or hoe so that water can penetrate easily. The soil will be right for planting if it is crumbly, but not in clods. Most soil can be improved. Compost, which is well-rotted plant and animal waste, will improve the texture of both sandy and clay soil. Compost also helps produce more and better crops because it adds nutrients to the soil. Properly prepared compost, however, cannot be made and added to the soil in the same day. It often takes 4 to 6 months to make compost. Because of this, some people make a compost heap every year and add it to their garden the following year. Making compost is not difficult. First, a spot is located for the compost. This may be an open area away from drinking water, a pit, or a three-sided corral made of wood or wire fencing on top of the ground. Next, a 6-inch layer of organic refuse, such as leaves, chopped corn cobs, straw, vegetables, or fruit peelings, or leftover food, is spread over the spot, being careful to keep cans, metal objects, bones, fat, or other material that does not decompose quickly out of the heap. To this layer is added livestock or poultry waste, manure. Waste from cows, chickens, sheep, goats, horses, and pigs make good compost. Wastes from humans or carnivorous animals should never be used. These waste materials contaminate the soil. Page 145 contains 16-D, a sample garden layout. for a plot of ground 15 feet wide and 20 feet deep. There's a pathway in the middle. On the 6.5 feet to the left, potatoes, onions, lettuce, vegetable of your choice, turnips, beets, carrots and radishes, cabbage and corn. On the right would be zucchini squash, one new vegetable, early carrots and then eggplant and peppers, bush beans, bush squash, melons, succession planting peas then carrots, pole beans intercropped with radishes, tomatoes in wire cylinders. Show visual 16-E, the compost heap. The compost heap is finished by covering the layer of refuse with a 2-inch layer of soil. The top of the heap is then indented to form a basin that will collect water. As more refuse is collected, each 6-inch layer of refuse is covered with 2 inches of soil. Each layer should be moistened as it is added to the heap. The heap should always be kept moist but not wet, and turned with a pitchfork every week or so to let air into the center. The heap will decompose most rapidly if the center is cooking at about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. If the compost heap is not hot in the center, more nitrogen can be added in the form of cottonseed meal or blood meal. When the heap has lost its odor, the compost is ready to add to the soil. Ask the brethren to describe their own ways of making compost. Planting the garden. In areas where the growing season is short, a garden can be started indoors in potting soil. If a garden is started outdoors, the seed should be planted in straight rows so that young vegetables can be distinguished from weeds. A string will help in making a straight row. It is always a good idea to plant rows of the same crop, such as corn, every week for several successive weeks so that the crop doesn't mature all at once. Seeds vary in size, so they cannot be planted to the same depth. Normally, seeds should be planted no deeper than 3 times their diameter. The soil should be tapped firmly over the seeds and enough room left between the rows of seeds to allow the soil to be loosened around the plants while they are growing. Space should also be left between the seeds. After the seeds are planted, the ground should be kept moist. If the ground dries out, the seeds will not germinate. Tending the garden. All of the planning, preparing, and planting will have little benefit if the garden is not cared for afterward. Page 147 contains the visual display 16-E, the compost heap. Such care includes the following. Water. The garden should be watered heavily about once a week where there is not enough rainfall. The soil should be wet 7 inches deep just after watering. It is best not to water when the sun is hot to prevent the ground from becoming baked. Cultivate. Weeds rob water and nutrients from plants. These should be pulled by hand or dug out with a hoe. A thick mulch may prevent weeds from growing, but the mulch must be pulled to one side about every week in order to loosen the soil with a hoe and then replaced. Mulch. When the plants get several inches high, any remaining weeds should be removed and sawdust, shredded newspapers, grass, leaves, or straw placed 2 or 3 inches high around the plants and between the rows. Mulch prevents the soil from drying out or getting too warm. Many people who use mulch find they weed less often. Control insect damage. Insects damage plants and can even ruin entire crops. Insects can be removed by hand, washed off, or killed with insecticides. If an insecticide is used, the food must be washed before it can be eaten. Harvest the crops. Fruits and vegetables picked just before cooking, eating, or preserving will taste best and have the highest nutrition. Some crops, such as cucumbers, produce better if they are harvested often. These should not be allowed to become overripe, wilted, or dried out. Leafy vegetables should be harvested when they are young and tender. Show visual 16-F. A good harvest is the result of good gardening. Conclusion. We can show that we love the Lord and that we trust Him by doing what His prophets ask us. One of the things the prophets have asked us to do is to plant a garden. If we will each plan, prepare, and care for a garden, keeping it orderly and producing well, we will be blessed in many ways. Page 149 contains visual display 16-F, a good harvest, the result of good gardening. What happens to a garden when we plan, prepare, and plant, but do not take care of it? President Kimball has counseled us, keep your lawns and your gardens well-groomed. Whatever your circumstance, let your premises reflect orderliness, beauty, and happiness. Plan well and carry out your plan in an orderly and systematic manner. Family Preparedness, Ensign, May 1976, page 125. Challenge. Work cooperatively with the members of your family to plant and care for a beautiful and productive garden. Additional Scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 16 through 19. Good things of the earth provided for man. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Learn from your library, local agricultural advisors, or experienced gardeners which crops produce best in a home garden. Planting dates for each kind of crop. How to make a compost heap successfully in a home garden. How to water, weed, mulch, cultivate, and control insect damage in a home garden. 2. Prepare the charts or plan to list on the chalkboard the information to be used in the lesson. 3. Assign a class member to tell about his success in growing a garden. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 16, Home Gardening.